Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JB, and I'm here with my excruciatingly far away, distant wife. She's in another country at this point. Carmen.
Fucking weird. Our guest kicked me out of my spot.
You are like in a total different time zone now.
It's weird. I don't like it.
Such an asshole. Guys, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We have two special guests in the studio tonight. And yes, they have kicked Carmen out of her seat. She is now two doors down. And we are proud to welcome into the studio Lance and Laura. Guys, it's so fucking good to see you guys.
Good to be back. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long time since you guys have been on the show.
How are you?
Years.
It's been years.
It's been 84 years.
16
And
days.
I can still smell the paint.
Where's my diamond? Oops, I dropped it.
Thank you guys so much. So this kind of, you guys are getting a little glimpse into a weird situation here, because we went out and had a fantastic fucking day, and we partied and we drank and we were hanging out all day, and we're like, fuck it, let's turn on the microphones and do a show.
So because some people keep saying, I have ideas for the show.
Whatever comes out of my mouth, I am not responsible for tonight.
I think you're
at
responsible.
All.
No, yeah.
No.
You're 100% responsible.
Yeah. Because you keep saying, I have ideas.
And now it's like, I know. And the last time
I was on, you put me on the spot like that, too. And I dummied up and had nothing to say. But
man.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
Any other time, you don't shut up,
though. JD had a good topic for tonight.
I do. And we're going to get into it in a little bit here. So, first of all, thank you guys so much. Because, I mean, when it comes to lifestyle shit, you are two of our oldest friends.
We met you, not oldest.
No. But we met you guys right out of the gate when we were brand spanking new.
Brand new.
I mean, it was actually our very first house party that we went to was where we met you guys.
Yeah. And you're tattooed on my body.
Okay. Everybody knows now.
Yeah. Who named me Turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's where the turtle came from, yes.
It is.
But it wasn't my idea to get tattooed on your body.
Nope. I actually reached out to Miss Laura.
You did.
And said, hey, what was this firehouse number? Because nobody else would know. And it's super, super tiny. So, yep.
Wait a minute.
Okay, the what? Number is tiny. The number, let me backtrack.
Super, super tiny. Those words we never fucking want to hear.
Let me backtrack. The number is tiny.
It's not that small.
Okay, rewind. Cut it out.
Rewind.
Can you rewind it?
Yes, I can, but I'm not going to. I'm going to leave that shit in there. So we thought we'd talk a little bit tonight about how everything has changed. Everything has changed. When you get into the lifestyle, when you're researching it, when you're first starting out and you don't know what the hell you're doing, much like we were, you come and kind of look at things and go, you know what? We're going to get into this. We're going to try it. But it's just going to be sex. There's going to be no emotional attachment. We're going to just go and bang people. And that's all it is.
I ain't fucking doing that.
We're just doing... But you don't want the emotional attachment.
Right. No, but you have that, like, that mental block, too, of, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
So, from a woman's perspective, both of you, does it, when you're first getting in, you got to go back years now, regress, think about, does it make more sense when you're getting in and a guy, myself, says to you, look, it's just sex. Guys, God bless us, we have no emotional attachment to sex because we don't. It's just sex. We're just doing this to enhance our sex life. We just want to bring somebody else in, and it's going to be fun. And knock on wood, that's all that's going to happen.
I would really like to hear this because Laura and I are very different. Right. Mentally, we're very different. So I would like to hear your take on it compared to my take on it.
I guess I'm mixed because I can totally separate sex from emotions. I mean, sex is sex.
So you're a dude.
I really kind of am. I mean, I can just be like, bend over and fuck me. I mean, whatever.
But then we also had a conversation on the way to lunch today.
Yeah.
Where it was, shut your fucking trap. Because you completely turn me off based on what you're talking about. So then sex isn't just sex.
It can be. Yeah, there's both. There still has to be that element of a mental somewhat of attraction to that person.
Attraction or tolerance?
Both. Because if I can't tolerate you, I still can't just say bend over and fuck me. You know?
Makes sense.
I still have to be able to tolerate you.
So, but is that true for guys too? Because everybody says guys are guys. You know, guys can just do what guys do. But is that the same thing for guys where if a woman is obnoxious or annoying, but she's gorgeous, can you shut it off and be like, I'm just going to do you. Can I just put a gag in your mouth or something? Like, is that a thing?
So, the politically correct answer to that question is...
No, I'm talking like a
no,
dude.
No, we can't do that. But the truth is, yes, I think we can. I think we can shut it off. I think we can say, yep, we're just going to fuck, and that's all. And that's all it is. Lance, do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think that, yes, I can just shut it off and say, yes, we're gonna fuck, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna feel good, and we're gonna move on.
Right.
But hang on. I don't think that's true for you.
Okay.
If you're not mentally attracted to somebody, and somebody is just, they're gorgeous, but they're not, they're just
annoying
as hell, and they're just out there, I don't think you could perform. In that aspect, I don't think sex is sex.
All right, so in the scenario that, yes, there's somebody out there that is absolutely gorgeous, she's annoying as fuck, but if you want to bang her husband, I can turn it off at that point and go. I can. I'm
try really hard.
I can.
I think there might be a time limit on it.
Like, do you have a half hour window before I can tolerate the stupid?
Yes. You know, right. if I've talked to you for like 10 minutes and I'm like, okay, you're dumb as fuck, but you're hot, then okay. If I've spent 8 hours with you and I just can't do it, then I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with
timing.
What leads up to it, right?
Are you
going to spend some time with this couple or this person before playtime? Or is it something that just happens and now you've met them for a half an hour and now right. we're going to go to it? Or have we spent all day together, going out for dinner, going out for lunch, hanging out, talking, getting to know each other? Now, if they're annoying, then maybe it's a little harder than it is to...
That kind of makes sense.
Very good point.
So, like, to equate this, day one of the Bliss Cruise, you meet this hot couple and you're like, yep, let's go fuck. And then day seven of the Bliss Cruise and you're like, you have annoyed the shit out of me for 7 days. I'm done.
Sadly, I know exactly who you're talking about, but...
Now I'm done.
I know. There goes the light bulb.
But it's like bringing home somebody from a bar.
Yeah.
You know, there might be great when you're drunk, but then you're sober and you hook up with them later on and you can't stand them.
You got your beer goggles on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got some audio shit going on here, don't we?
We do.
You're just deaf.
He's being a smart ass.
Sadly, we're both old.
I think, you know...
I literally qualify for AARP at this point.
You get some pretty good discounts at hotels. I know.
We looked it up, but then we looked at, like, okay, the discounts that you get. No, it's not okay. Like, when are we going to ever fly on British Airways? We're not.
You don't know that. I mean, how often you guys fucking leave the country?
Yeah, a lot.
Exactly.
So it's not British Airways.
It might be someday.
Could be. So
you'll be old someday, too.
I will be. So, yeah, I mean, looking back in the difference between men and women, yeah, it's a difference. Can guys shut it off? Yeah, maybe.
I think we can. I think we can more so than you can.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to have some sort of connection. That's why... We suck at swinger lifestyle or at swinger vacations because I can't make that connection that I need to make a connection with and be like, oh, yep, it's night one. I'm going to go fuck days, that yeah. person. It's tough for me.
I agree. But can guys shut it off? Yes, we can, but I don't think it's an absolute. I don't think it's a yes, I can, no, I can't, you know. There's not an absolute value there.
So
there is a sliding scale that, okay, she's hot as fuck. She annoys the shit out of me. I'm just going to, maybe.
But here's a question.
Yes,
because ma'am. Across the lifestyle, everybody says it's the women rule the roost.
Mm-hmm.
As men, can you truly follow the women's lead? Can you follow that? She finds him incredibly hot because sometimes that's tough to find. She finds him incredibly hot and she's, can you follow that lead?
Again, I think it's a sliding scale.
If she's probably. If she's completely repulsive.
No.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a sliding scale, just like there is with the ladies. It's, okay, I can work with this, or I can't.
So, for men, are you looks-based? Because what I'm hearing on this show, what I'm hearing, it's not based on personality. It's based strictly on looks. So are you looks or do you need some other sort of connection?
Let's be honest. Men from a historical standpoint are very visual. We are into looks. We are into that primal attraction. Is it personality based? To a point. If there is a personality that is entirely off-putting... We're out. Would you agree?
I would, but I would also say that I think men are more feeling based, right? She might not be the best looking woman in the world, but you might have get that good feeling from her.
Right.
Whereas women, I think, have more of a they need more of a mental connection, more of a it's not so much physical, but. Yeah, you want the physical feel good part of it, but you also have to have the able to hold a conversation with the guy.
all right, my dudette.
Right.
Because.
My dudette.
Yeah, well, seriously, like, she's a in between, like, the male and female. She's very female. Like, in appearances, she's very female. But mentally, you can lean more towards the male if emotional right. side. So, my dudette, where are you?
So, yeah, initially, I mean, there's got to be some sort of physical attraction.
Right.
But what that physical thing is can vary. It could be, you know, like a physical feature. It could be something like just their eyes, their shoulders, their arms, just something that stands out about them. It's not any one thing. That's why you have such a hard time trying to find a guy that you think I like, because it varies so much, because you have no clue.
I get that, though. I really get that. And from a guy standpoint, same thing. Mm-hmm. It could be a butt. It could be thighs. It could be a shoulder.
I'm a fucking
shoulder guy. I don't know why.
There's just something stands out about the person. But from there, it usually goes to something else.
Right.
Mental. I mean, they have to be able to, you know, make me laugh, hold a conversation, something.
Right.
So the other night, we're watching TV, and we're flipping through videos on YouTube, just watching music videos, right? And I asked Laura a question. I said, what musician do you find attractive? And I know that she's got a thing for...
Hootie.
What's his name? Slipknot.
Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor. Right? She would leave me for Corey Taylor in a heartbeat. But Rob Zombie video came on. And I don't know if you know what Rob Zombie and Corey Taylor look like, but they're complete opposites of the spectrum. Right.
But there's something about him.
Yeah. But she threw out the name Rob Zombie would be somebody that she would be attracted to. And that just threw me. And I assume it probably threw you too.
Yeah.
Knowing Laura, right?
Absolutely.
Corey Taylor has nothing. They're opposite ends of the spectrum.
It threw me for a second, but I also understand it. Because in that aspect, it's not entirely about the look, but the talent is attractive as fuck.
Yeah. Right. The talent, the persona.
Yes.
I mean...
The amount of female artists that I'm attracted to is off the chart. I mean, it's just, it's the talent.
Well, but also,
not only.
If you know my, who's the one musical person that I would do tomorrow and nobody else would go, they'd go, what the fuck?
Willie Nelson.
What?
Motherfucker is 90 years old, but Carmen would fuck the shit out of
me. I am going to let my hair grow.
And the whole time, I would be going, please just sing to me. It's not the looks. It's nothing. It's the whole persona.
Talent is attractive.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And like, he's confidence. Like, confidence is attractive,
yes.
too, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody who carries himself well, can speak well, and has that confidence, I think, is very attractive.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Did you get laid after you took me to a Willie Nelson
concert? Yeah, I did.
Is that weird?
I'm still not
I'm Rob sorry, Zombie. Listeners. You I now know that I am, like, a weird fuck.
I would take you to many more, but he'll pray.
Well, I mean, Rob Zombie is going to be in Milwaukee in the summer.
Oh, right?
Just throwing that out there.
You might get a little there, Lance.
So, JD, if you want to get laid, take her to Rob Zombie.
I mean, we were supposed to have a date with Alice Cooper.
I know. So, here's the weird thing about this foursome right now. Laura and I absolutely love heavy metal music. Lance and Carmen, they're more country-based.
I do not like heavy metal.
I do not find Willie Nelson attractive at all.
But that's okay. We can go and find something else to do while they are enjoying Alice Cooper.
Not even okay, Alice I'm good Cooper. With that. Let's go to Rob Zombie.
Come well, on. They're going to be together.
I mean, we can go to a bar. We can have dinner. We can go hang out. We can go to a honky-tonk. Whatever.
Honky-tonk.
Oh, God. It'd be all right.
Y'all can go, like, hoedown and shit.
I mean,
a hey-na-na.
I mean, hoedowns
swing your partner round and round.
We're in the lifestyle. Hoedowns are always good.
Hoedown's a good thing.
You go throw a hoedown.
Hoedown. Let me lick her. Hoedown.
That's not a good thing.
That sounds
she's
like 911. Like, hoedown. Call 911.
No, it's hoedown. Hoedown. Let me lick her.
Oh, shit.
So getting back to my original point.
You should have went to the hot tub.
God. I feel like we should be at a board meeting.
I tried, but no, he insisted electronics and water don't mix.
Yeah, no, we're not taking this shit out to the hot tub. So, all right, and give you guys a little background. Lance and Laura, we've had many board meetings, and we have solved all the fucking world's issues.
We have.
Nobody listens to us, though.
Yeah, and we tend to forget them. When
we do.
Out, so.
We get out, and we're like, oh, we should write that down, and then we don't.
Yeah. Back to my original topic.
Okay.
So when people first get into the lifestyle, when you want to dive into this world, you think, okay, we're going to go and we're going to do this, but it's just going to be sex. We're not going to have any emotional attachment. We're going to just bang and get out. And for us, we had that thought. Like, it's just sex. It doesn't matter. And then we met people. Mm-hmm. And we're like, holy shit, these are good people.
I think there's a difference, though. So you have the people like what we initially thought we were going to be, like the bed notchers, the ones and dones. You know, I went in, I came, I saw, well, I saw, I came.
Hopefully you came.
I had to reverse it. I saw, I came, and I got out. But if you meet people and you are interacting with people more than 1 to 2 times, it immediately has some emotional effect.
All right, let's.
I agree.
What is an emotional feelings, or let's describe what that is, right? Let's put a definition to that before we.
You are my friend.
Okay, so friend is different. When you say you have emotional feelings for somebody, that could mean a lot of things, right? That scale's pretty big.
It is broad. Yeah.
So let's narrow that down to just friendships,
right?
Not emotional like. Yeah, I could see myself being with this person for the rest of my life.
No. I'm not talking like that kind of emotion.
That's actually a really good point, though. When you get into this and you don't want that emotion, but you get friendships, it's a different kind of emotion. It's, yes, you're my friend. I love you. And I'll do anything for you. I know.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
But it's not a partner replacement. Situation.
No, there is definitely a difference. Like, you have your one and done. I came, I saw, I did, I'm out. And then you have your true friends where sometimes it's a plaything and you're in the lifestyle.
Right.
Or sometimes it evolves to where it's a friendship, but your lifestyle parallel. So you can be at the same events. You can be in the lifestyle side by side without crossing swords. I didn't know the word to go with that. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you can... There's like all different aspects of what it is and what it can be with a relationship. So you can have your partner relationship and then you have your lifestyle friend relationships.
Right.
Where if any of our lifestyle friends called us tomorrow and said, I need help, I'm there. I mean, hell, you guys experienced. You had shit. And we're like, our house is open. Want to come over? Please?
It's me and my little doggy. We'll come over.
Yeah, we'll come over. Because we had to evacuate because a right. chemical plant exploded. You know,
I understand what you're saying, but the friendships we've made in the lifestyle are way stronger than others. What's your issue?
All of a sudden, I lost you. It was okay. I just had to wiggle jiggle.
So you get into this and think, no emotional attachment. We're just going to go and fuck. But then you end up meeting these fantastic people and end up forging these wonderful friendships. And it's literally taken over our life on the friendship side. We have way more lifestyle friends than we do non-lifestyle friends.
But they cross. Like, it's not just lifestyle only. It's lifestyle and mm-hmm. vanilla all mingled together. And sometimes, and we had this conversation with you guys, sometimes it's hard to find that line. And sometimes it becomes a hard line where we're never going to cross over into the lifestyle portion.
Right. Actually, or, Lance brought that up.
Yeah. Lance, you had said sometimes we have those friends that, yeah, we met at a lifestyle event, but it's never going to cross over into the chocolate world.
Swirl world.
Strawberry swirl, chocolate, vanilla, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that can happen, and it has happened. It's happened to us. We have friends that we've met in the lifestyle, some that we have played with, and our relationship with them evolved into a more friendship relationship.
Right.
And now it's to the point where, well, do we really want to jeopardize that friendship relationship we have with them by playing?
Right.
Or do we want to just, are we happy with what we have and both being in the parallel lifestyle world together? We both have that common interest, but we don't intertwine it.
Right. And sometimes it's that you're just being with people that, hey, if I talk about a dick, I talk about a dick, you know, or I talk about, oh my God, did you see her tits? And you're like, I'm like, dude, we're at lunch. Did you see her? Like, holy fuck. You know, you can do that where with your vanilla friends, you'd be on guard. So you can have that middle. And I think sometimes the middle is the beauty.
Interesting.
Like, you don't have to hide yourself. Yeah. You don't have to hide yourself. You don't have to hide what you do. But you don't also feel that pressure of being on a date. Like, if I want to sit here in my yoga pants, I can sit here in my yoga pants and I don't have to put on a show. I love you. I don't have to put on a show. And we can talk about cool things, but it's beautiful. It's the both. So going back to your original question, because we keep squirreling.
I know.
Is what we started off what we are today?
Oh, hell no.
No, you're not.
When you started off, what was your idea of the lifestyle?
And you guys had a different entrance.
You guys had a very different entrance.
Yeah.
But when you started, what was your ideal? Did you want the friendships or did you just want the one and dones?
I don't know if we had an ideal because it was just what it was. I mean, I think we both had the idea that we, you know, wanted friends that were going to basically what we have now, where we had friends that were, you know, you were going to be able to hang out with and be yourselves with and...
I don't want Laura to be the only one without pants.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know, but now I totally lost my thought. I don't know. Fuck. Something to friends.
He just took his pants off. That was weird.
Well, Laura was sitting here without pants. I want to support. I'm
thank you.
Solidarity.
See, that's what friends are for.
You're like, we are totally the world. We're packing it now.
We are the children. And, yeah. See, that's what friends are for.
Lance, just reach out and give a hand. You're in my seat. That's what your job is.
No, that's not what we talked about when we switched
seats. See, you stole my seat. That is your job now.
You didn't understand the rules.
Yeah, but see, that's what I started out. That's what I wanted. Friends that would take their pants off.
I love you,
man,
but no.
So, you know, I think when we first started this whole thing, whenever, it was more of, yeah, we can go and have sex, but then we're still going to be at the Friday night football game,
right,
with our friends and with our kids' parents, you know, our kids' friends' parents and whatever. You know, it's like completely changed. It's completely different.
Of course.
How many vanilla friends do we still have? Mm. How many vanilla friends do you still talk to? I can name one.
Yeah. Me too. And that
it's
vanilla
not
friend.
That you're not, and that vanilla friend listens to our show.
He knows. Yeah.
It's not that you're not friends with vanilla people. It's just that's, you don't
hang out with them.
Your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Moves away from that.
It's on a different plane.
Right. I don't even know if I can even so much anymore say friends in the.
It's acquaintances.
It's their acquaintances at this point.
Yeah. But I mean.
But I have acquaintances in the lifestyle too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Where I don't have
friends. Right. And we do have that one friend, and I truly consider them friend. But it's because. And we see them when they come home.
Mm-hmm.
But they know. And so we don't have to hide ourselves. So it's a difference. Right. Does that make sense? If you have to hide yourself from your friends, are they friends?
It does. And I also understand what Lance is saying, that in the lifestyle, you have friends and you have acquaintances.
Yes.
But in the vanilla world, we have acquaintances. We don't have, I mean, we have one, like you said, we have one true friend that knows and understands. But do you have real friendships in the vanilla world anymore?
So I think for me, because I am more social, and because of my gym world, I have my gym friends, but they don't know about my chocolate world. You know, but I have my friends there, but it's a different kind of guarded friendship.
Right.
But is it a true friend?
Right. But outside of the gym, are they your friends? Like, do you go do things with them outside of the gym?
I don't do things with them, but I do talk to them outside of the gym.
I mean, like, yeah, I have people that, I mean, are my friends at work.
Right.
But I don't do anything with them outside of work.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my friends on Facebook that I was friends with in school 20 years ago.
Hey, yeah. I don't consider Facebook right. friends my friends.
Well, I mean, but they were like my, you know, good friends.
Yeah.
Back then.
Right.
I haven't seen them in person in years.
Right.
Yeah.
So are they really my friends still?
I think that I have vanilla friends that I can consider friends. And if I called them in the middle of the night, they would be there for me still.
Right.
I mean, I still hold on to that friendship with sure. them.
Yeah.
They have no idea, obviously.
Right.
But I don't hang out with them
exactly.
like I do with lifestyle people.
And that's the thing that, okay, yes, they're my friends outside of all of this. We don't hang out. So that, I guess, is that the differentiation? I don't hang out. Like, we don't hang out. Is hanging out the true definition of a friendship?
Well, I mean, like, by hanging out, though, I mean, like, you know, you're in regular contact with them. Are you, you know, talking to them and maybe doing things like you do lifestyle friends?
Right, exactly. You know? So, like, we hang out with our lifestyle friends. We get together in our bar, whatever we did today, you know, all of that stuff. That's a friendship. That's a hangout. You don't do that with your vanilla friends, so is hanging out a differentiation.
Well, I think lifestyle is the key, right? It's the lifestyle that you choose. So if you choose to be a swinger in the swinger lifestyle,
right,
then if that's your lifestyle, then that's the people that you want to hang out with, right? If it's not a lifestyle, if it's just something that you do, then I think you would maybe have more vanilla friends and dabble in the lifestyle. It's not dabble in swinging. It's not necessarily a lifestyle, right? When you say it's a lifestyle, that's it's how you mold your life. It's what you do. It's who you want to be around. Those type of things, right? If you're just a swinger and it's not necessarily a lifestyle, then you would probably have more vanilla friends and,
right,
and more people that are non-swingers.
So very much like those that only play when they're on vacation. They don't go to parties around here. They don't go to events. They don't meet people in the area, whatever. They only play when they're outside of the country.
Straight girls that are only bi when they're drunk.
True story.
Yeah.
They're all bi. It's just how, what degree.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, I actually wouldn't say all women are bi to what degree.
No.
Because we have played with people that they're
not.
Absolutely not.
All
bi.
Women are bi.
Nope.
It's either bisexual or bipolar.
Funny.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, then you have to apply that same statement to men. I'll be bipolar. I don't care.
Well, in a way, we kind of have to be, right? We have the lifestyle side of us.
Yeah.
And we have the, for lack of a better term, business side of us.
Right.
I mean,
but
let's
so
be honest. You've
Everybody does.
You've touched penises with a dude. So does that make you bi?
But we were both in your vagina, so I mean that's
incidental contact is incidental contact.
Right.
I think that's more on you.
That doesn't count.
Hey, wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you enjoying the top half or the bottom half of that sensation?
I was enjoying the look on your face. How's that?
Good way to avoid that one.
Because right? That's a question. Like, were you enjoying the top or the bottom?
JD, would you put your pants back on, please?
Wait.
Nope. I'm in solidarity with Laura.
Are you sitting on your shirt or a towel or something?
No.
You are totally free-balling on that chair.
Yeah.
You are foregoing
that's a
swinger etiquette.
Yes, that's a poop bar and...
Actually,
I just
no.
happened to look underneath,
because
and the cat is staring at your ass.
Yeah, well.
The cat's going, ooh, there's balls
literally,
to play with.
I am the only person that sits on this chair, so.
It's your chair. It's vinyl.
Yep.
It's all good. We can sanitize.
See them wiggles.
Ew.
That, yes, like, I can see them, and it's not all that pretty.
That brings like a whole see, different level of weirdness.
You should have sat there.
She just brought Cosby into the whole show.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
So did we answer your question?
Kind of, but not really.
Well,
but
okay.
I don't think there is an answer. Honestly, I don't.
When you got in, is it different? When you first started off, is it different than when you got it? When
I think it's always going to be different.
We didn't.
It is.
We did not get in the lifestyle to make friends.
Nobody does.
So
100%, we did not.
I think you're naive if you think that it's not going to be different from when you started. If you think that you're not going to make friends, you know, if you think that you're not going to have feelings at some point, some sort of feelings.
Right.
If you're not going to make connections with people, and part of those connections be friendships, then why are you getting into it?
So here's
the thing, though.
That's
the thing, though. When most couples get in, it's we want to add to our sex life. We want to bring in somebody else. And it's going to be sex and nothing else. No emotional attachment. We just want the sex.
So if you're going to do that,
it happens, though. It happens, but not very often.
Right.
It can happen as long as you're not frequenting the same parties. So,
but it's inevitable that you're going to run into the same people.
Right.
Hang on. You're not frequenting the same hotel parties. You're not frequenting the same meet and greets. You're only going to a lifestyle resort, Hedo, Desire, something along those lines, where everything rotates in and out. The chances of you meeting up with something, unless it was pre-planned,
right,
is going to be very slim.
Yeah.
I mean, and your chances of, if you happen to be at the same resort as the same person, there's 800 other people that you can be there with.
Yeah, maybe if you only, you know, went to something once a year, you know, in another country, something like that. But does that qualify you as a swinger at that point? I mean, and I don't mean to put like a term on it, but you know what I mean?
Right. Or if you go to various different clubs in the States.
Yeah.
And it's, I played with you one, you're a one and done kind of couple. Now, one and done. I don't like one and done.
No, I mean, but again, it's something that's probably going to happen at some point. Yes.
Right.
But is it a regular thing?
So,
no, probably not.
For you guys as a couple, because I know how we feel about one and done. How do you feel about one and done? Would you prefer to play with a couple more than once? And why?
I think sometimes the one and done's can be fun. Just kind of just for the hell of it kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. But at the same time, I also like to kind of have that friendship and that connection because it's more fun, I think, to be able to laugh and giggle. And
it doesn't have to be the laughing and giggling, but it could be the getting to know what the other person likes.
Yeah.
That's right? Exactly.
It makes it, I think it can make it better.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. Like the first time that you're with somebody new, you're on guard, I don't want to say on guard, but you're
just not relaxed. You're
nervous and you're like, oh, do they like that? Oh, wait, hang on. Was that a good flinch or was that a bad flinch? You know, you're like all in your head where the second, maybe third time you're like, I know what I just
Yeah,
did.
You may have had the chance to talk to that person afterwards and kind of get a feel for how they felt during that time. And what, even if they don't come out and say what they liked and didn't like, the more you talk to them, the more you learn about them.
Right.
And the more you can learn about the things that they like. And maybe there won't be another time because they like, or they're giving hints that they like certain things. And maybe you're okay with going there, or maybe you're not okay with going there.
Right.
So I think getting to know the person or having the conversation with them afterwards or the interaction with them afterwards, you can pick up a lot. And the next time might be so much better.
Right. Like, I just saw your belly flinch that way. I hit good.
Yeah. Or was that a good flinch or was that a bad flinch?
Exactly.
Did I do something right or right. should I not go there again?
Right. But you've learned kind of like their facial expressions in combination with body twitches and you're like, I did good. Yeah. So I think there is there's a good one and done. And there's a, yep, we need to pursue further.
Right.
I don't know. There's no formula for this.
No. Hell no. And that's no. why we have these discussions. Sorry.
The one and done can be fun just for the excitement and the thrill, kind of right. like a thrill of the hunt kind of thing, you know?
Right. It can also be very disheartening, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
When you have that one and done and you're playing with them and you're doing the best you can and you're not getting anything reaction out of them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you're done. You go your way. They go their way. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow. There's a lot of unanswered questions right here.
Right.
Yeah, but let's assume it all goes good, okay? So it's like...
But that's, I mean, in the reality of things, in lifestyle, things aren't always going to go the right way.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if it doesn't go good and you don't get those responses, you're still going home with her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line of all of this. No matter what happens, no matter who I'm working on or doing or whatever, I still go home with you.
Right.
That's what matters.
It is.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Okay. All right. Along those lines, let's talk about expectations.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, shit.
No expectations.
So, regardless, you go into a situation, right? As you said.
Yeah.
Whatever happens or doesn't happen, I'm going home with my wife tonight that I love and would rather only spend my time with her if I had to.
Of course.
Right? Everything else is a bonus.
Right.
But when you go into a situation and you start expecting things from another couple or another person, is that something that you want to do? Do you go into
we had this conversation a little earlier. I think expectations are bad no matter what. But if you get, example, you get invited to a party by another couple that you've played with before. All right, we're going to go to this party with them. Our expectations are we're going to play with them again. If that doesn't happen at that point, so what? Good for them if they found somebody else or whatever, they're off doing their thing. Great. You guys go have fun. Even if it's your good friends, go have fun. Go enjoy yourselves. We're good.
We had that when we were on trips with people.
I understand the expectation of... Oh, they invited us. They want to play with us. We're going to this party. Okay, but you can't, if it doesn't happen, you can't get buttered.
You have to realize you're being thrown into a group of swingers, right? There's 50 different couples that are in this party.
Yep.
You're also at a party to say, hey, meet these other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Look, there's Hello. Other people for you to meet.
Sparkles!
And we're all in it to have fun.
Shoo! And I don't want other people's.
I don't want to keep anybody from having fun because
right.
I'm expecting them to play with me.
Right.
If they find somebody else that they meet and they go have fun with them, good for them.
So, but as I struggle with this.
Okay.
I tend to be more of an empath. So, like, feeling other people's emotions and other people's stuff. Like, I'm there, they're there, and I say, okay, here's this group of 500 people, go play. But somehow I still feel guilty. Because I'm not taking care of them.
Right.
So how do you get past that?
I think you just have to realize that this is nothing more than an added bonus. The play. The friendships are awesome. The friendships are great. The friendships are life-lasting. But the play itself is nothing more than a bonus to your current relationship.
But how do you separate that friendship? Because we're in deep. How do you separate that friendship between the play?
I think you look at it and say, all right, we are great friends and nothing is going to touch that. We are all in this damn lifestyle for the same thing. If they want to go and play with someone, we want to go and play with someone, who cares? It doesn't matter at the core of the friendship. And if it does, then that's not really a friendship.
So...
are you saying that you're more concerned with if they don't venture out and play with other people?
That's so, like, here's where I personally struggle. If we're at an event and they want to go off and they want to go play with other people, I'm like, yes, go have fun, be free, free Willy. Have fun. Okay? They're off. But at the same time, where I struggle is if they're not doing that and I want to go and play and be free Willy, then my feelings of, oh, hang on, I need to take care of my friends,
right,
overtakes, and I can't go off and be free because I feel bad that my friends aren't off and doing their own thing. Like, if they do it to me, it's okay. But if I do it to them, it's not okay.
But you're not their babysitter. You're not getting paid. They're grown-ass adults.
I know. But
they're perfectly
like,
capable of going out on their own.
They're put in a situation where they have all kinds of opportunities. If they don't take them, that's on them.
I know. But does that make sense on...
I mean, I get it, because you want to be like the mommy of the group and nurture and take care of everybody.
From the day we met her.
Yes,
she,
I know.
She gets so mad when I call her the party mom.
I know. I know she does. That's why I said it.
Right? But it's like, it's okay if they do it to me. I'm a big girl. I can suck it up. I can handle my own shit.
But so can they. Yes.
But at some point, you're going to regret it then.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, wait.
So do your thing.
I know, but I still
you
feel
go
guilty
do your people.
Shit. I still feel guilty as shit.
Why?
I don't know.
Then don't.
I don't know.
Have another drink and say, "Fuck you, I'm out."
It is a different. It's a different mindset.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
So we are coming up on an hour.
Holy shitballs!
Is that all?
Yeah. Is that all?
We've talked for an hour.
Guys,
we have solved nothing.
Did we answer the question?
I think we did. I think we had some very good insight into what it means to be a swinger, what it means to come into the swinging lifestyle, and what it means to get into it, because it's two different things. It really is. When you come in, you have all these hopes and dreams and expectations. And then when you get here, you're like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's completely different.
These are awesome people. I want to make them my friends.
Right.
And that's kind of what happens.
Hello, friend. I shall pat you.
Hello, friend.
As cliche as it sounds, it all comes down to communication, right?
It does. Absolutely.
Between you and your partner and you and the other couple.
Other people.
The other people.
Yes.
All right. So we don't have to do this later in the week. Shall you just wrap it up here?
I can. Would you like me to?
Well, I mean...
Does it turn you on?
Are you
going to
put your pants back on if we do?
No. Pants are outlawed.
No pants. No mas pantalones.
I mean, you might as well. I mean, it's been a great show. You don't have to edit shit. Just, like, do your thing.
That is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to reach out to us, please do. It's midwestthreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME, at gmail.com. You can also find us on SLS under Lake S Couple or on the Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you guys so much for joining
like
us.
I just didn't know what to do there.
We will see you next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.